Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz hanging out with you today. And man, we got lots to talk about. We got lots of problems, and nobody wants to even think that there could be a possible problem. And yet the idiots from that place I don't like to talk about are continuing to vacillate back and forth. We are or we're not. We are or we're not. I don't know. I'm not sure who's on first. I don't know. No, he's on second. You know, it's just such a bunch of horse crap. I don't know. I find it very frustrating. I'm sure no more frustrating than you find it. But I mean, these dopes continue to, switch and go back and forth. I mean, is it really that challenging? Do we really have that type of information that makes it that challenging to see what needs to be done? Of course, I don't think they do the right thing anyways. So what does it matter? You cannot run anything from the Silver Palace, we'll call it. Okay. One thing we know for a fact is that the only way you can make a logical and an educated decision is by being on the front line and being prepared to make that decision. And when you refuse to learn or understand the facts, what do you end up with? You end up with nothing. Okay. And that's what we're getting right now. We're getting nothing. Okay. Except fleeced and getting our cash taken out of our pockets, because we got people in control at almost every walk there that doesn't do anything for us, okay? And that, to me, becomes the bigger problem, and the sadder state of affairs is that we're dealing with a bunch of people that don't have a clue, okay? You would almost think, okay, that these people were trying to, make money and manipulate positions in a market, because there's no other excuse for those things to happen. Okay. I mean, let's face it. I mean, why would you every day change your mind? I mean, what could change from one day to the next? Nothing. Okay. But yet every other day we hear something different from those guys, and it's ridiculous. Now, every day now we hear about Deutsche Bank. Okay, now I don't care what they say, I don't care what they do. We know that there's a problem. Now the question is, will they resolve that problem? That we don't know yet. Okay, but there's a problem, and the bigger story and the bigger problem is that the problem's not going to go away. Okay, free money does not make trouble go away. Okay, have we not learned that with our lousy growth, with our lousy jobs, with our lousy earning power? Okay, I mean, does everybody think we're stupid? Apparently, the only answer is that they think we are dummies, and they can continue to get away with this crap of trying to kick the can down the road, knowing that we, the taxpayer, are going to have to pay for their mistakes. Now, me, I find that functionally ridiculous. Okay. I find it, stupid. Okay. I mean, again, we're paying and always have since 1913. Okay. We're paying for their mistakes. Okay. So, of course, I would gamble. Look, give me a lot of dough. Let me go shoot dice at the casino, because if I lose, I'm not going to lose anything. Okay. So why wouldn't I go fire it up? Okay. But they don't care, because they're not losing anything. Okay. They're not even losing face. They still got their jobs. and they're still doing the same stupid things over and over again. Okay, they should go read the Albert Einstein quote, the definition of insanity. Okay, doing the same thing over again, expecting a different result. I mean, we know we're not going to get a different result out of these guys. Okay, and that's why I wish they would just go away. Okay, because it's about as annoying of a situation as we could ever realize. Because when you have no growth, when you have no jobs, when you have no hope for growth, when you have no hope for jobs, what would you expect to be the end result? Now, you know, you can continue to live in Fantasy Island. You can continue to believe that you're doing the right thing. But at some point, you would hope that somebody would say, hey, you know what? We're not doing the right thing. We need to make some adjustment. We need to make some change, because what we're doing is not working, has not worked, and has not worked since 1913. Okay? The monetary policy is a joke, okay? Because they're not in the monetary policy business anymore. They're now in the manipulate the stock market business. Okay? Now, you take that and you add into the fact that they're now talking about buying stock as part of their nuclear regime, okay, of trying to save the stock market. Now, it looks to me like the bond market's going to stick it up their ass, okay? I believe that they are very close to being out of bullets, which is why we're hearing about these other programs being talked about, okay? Now, the biggest problem is the debt to GDP, okay, which is already at record highs, and if they would raise rates, that would be past record highs. Now, as you've heard on my program many times, the biggest problem always comes back to what? Debt. You know, we cannot overcome debt without trying to pay it back. You cannot continue to create new debt, okay, and then figure that it's going to magically disappear. Now, of course, they can make it magically disappear because they can just print more and say, hey, that's our debt structure. But really? Are you kidding me? Are we going to let these guys and gals really ruin the country? Okay? Because that's what we're seeing. Okay? You can look at it any way you want. Okay? But overall, under the general views of what's going on in the world, is things are not getting better. So if things aren't going to get better, they can only get worse. Okay? And the worst will be when we get markets to, when the markets overcome, which they will. That's the difference in how resilient markets are. Okay? Because markets are interesting to the point that they'll go along, they don't announce themselves, but then all of a sudden, something's going to happen, and nobody's going to be able to stop the tide or stem the tide of what's going to happen next. Okay? And the longer you wait to let it happen, the bigger the problem you're going to create. And if you don't think so, just check history. You will see that the same things have happened over and over again since, on record, I guess, since 1600. Okay? But you know it happened before then because, again, it always happens. It's always the same. Nothing changes. And that is something that we have to defend and fight against, because they're only sticking it to you and me, baby. And that's the end of the day, okay? They're sticking it to us because we get the privilege of having to pay for it. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and you got to make sure that you go to libertytalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And you got to go check out BubbaTrading.com, because if you want to really hear some of my sharp tongue, you can check it out there. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to stop by over a break, and we will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz hanging out with you and bitching up a storm. And do you remember last week I told you, I said, hey, watch out for these bonds. They look like they want to start to tick up, and they're gonna kind of challenge those guys at the Federal Reserve. Well, when we made that statement, the 10-year notes were at like 1.5, and the 30s were like 2.2. Well, now they're at 1.7 and 2.4. They're getting a little bit of a push from the bond market, which is going to create real havoc, okay, with the Fed, because they're going to be forced to do something. Now, I think, interestingly enough, we've got some pretty big serious problems laying around, languishing. And one happens to be that because the small banks get squeezed by the big banks, you know, it's like they eat their own, right? It's kind of silly, but that's what happens, okay? But in the spaces where the community bank was a necessity, well, still is a necessity, okay? And the big banks want to go there anyways. So you've got some issues happening, and you're seeing it in the commodity prices, especially the meats. And that is that a lot of notes and a lot of loans are getting called, okay, forcing farmers and producers to liquidate early because the banks have no stones to allow them to carry that position. So what they're doing is they're creating their own panic. And I got to tell you something. It's pretty scary, okay, when the banks are starting to puke and panic, okay, because at the end of the day, it's wrong, okay, and this is probably a great buying opportunity in which they're forcing everybody out, because I'll tell you something, all right, you know, we're at these, you know, we always talk a lot about high prices cure high prices, low prices cure low prices, and we're certainly pretty low. It doesn't mean we can't go a little lower. I mean, again, I would never say we can't go lower, but I think the market, again, is being forced artificially by the banks who are making, they're making calls, margin calls. So either you drop some dough to hold on or you liquidate. Well, most guys are going to liquidate because they're going to panic as well. And panic never works. Okay, panic is always a loser. Even if you would have done better by panicking out, it's always a loser, because more often than not, okay, you're not going to you're going to have a bounce, or something better is going to happen before it doesn't. Okay, and that is something that I think that, you know, everybody seems to forget. Okay, is that if you go back and look at any of the great big sell-offs in recent vintage, okay, they always came back with a bounce. Now, you can then judge the bounce by the footprint. But I hate the artificial hand that's forcing a direction. It would almost be like a service that's making one recommendation and then doing the opposite, or forcing the opposite. So it'd be almost, you know, it's like when Goldman Sachs makes one of their silly calls, you know, that are drastic, they're usually doing the opposite, okay? It would almost be like these guys could actually swing the market in one way, make their benefits, and then reverse and get with the market. And I'm not accusing them of that, but this is what it would feel like, okay, when these things happen. Because you're getting some very odd movement, and you know, you're getting some ridiculous pricing based on the loan to value. Okay, now part of that has to do with regulations. Okay, which, as you know, is ridiculous. Okay, you know, so what's happened here is we've got too much politics into everything. And as we all know, okay, big government ain't no good. Okay, it's the old story. It was at Ronald Reagan. I'm from the government and I'm here to help. I'm here to stick it to you. I'm here to steal your money because I can't. All right. And that is something that I think we all have to have a better understanding of what's going on, okay? Because they're not there to help. They are there to steal your money, because that's what they do. That's all they know how to do, okay? They steal your capital. They steal your cash. And that becomes a sadder issue, because at the end of it, They're just grabbing from your pocket, okay? And there's no reason for them to grab from your pocket. They're giving you ridiculous things to think about, and they're making you do things that are out of the character and the nature of what you're looking to do. So I think that, you know, having these calls should be ridiculous. I think there has to be a better way to manage what's going on, because, again, I tell you straight, okay, to me, it looks like there's some funky manipulation going on right now, and I don't like it, okay? This is what I don't like, when you can create enough power, you know, and manipulate markets around a little bit, because you're not doing anything any good for anybody, okay? And at the end of the day, it's going to create a much bigger problem. And that's what I see here, is problems. You know, this is the old days before all the technology, you know, between, like, in when the equity markets between 3 and 4 was when margin calls come in. But now you're getting forced selling from people that don't want to sell, that are creating a panic, and they're taking everybody and they're putting the street at danger, okay? And they're creating that panic because they don't have the balls to hold and let the markets trade. And what they're doing is they're forcing people to panic, creating lower prices, pushing them down faster. But again, the markets will find some equilibrium down here in the cattle, and then they'll just, you know, do their thing. But overall, the problem I find with it all is the way that it's being done, who's handling it, and why they're handling it. And I think that creates a bigger problem in the overall market, okay, when you have forced liquidation by people that have no idea of what the hell's going on and don't care. They're looking at one thing, okay, and they're saying, well, we better protect our ass, so let's force it down. Well, they're not really protecting. If they crash the market, how are they protecting themselves? But you create the model and the fear. So what happens is, well, the guys who got the dough, okay, let's say the Packers, okay, not the Green Bay Packers, but the Packers, they get to squeeze even farther because they know you're being forced to liquidate. Okay, remember, if I know you're forced to sell, I don't have to be such an anxious buyer, right? So yeah, keep that in mind. The next time you get, first of all, the next time you personally panic, okay, keep in mind that markets, you know, run kind of like in a cycle. And when you're being forced out, you're being forced to sell, okay, remember that everybody knows that you're being forced to sell. It's not like it's a secret. So if you're being forced to do something that you don't want to do, okay, then what happens is you end up creating a better market for the person who's going to actually end up eventually buying it from you. And you're giving them the big edge because they don't have to be in a hurry to buy because they know that there's others that are going to be forced out or panicked out of the market. So panicking, puking, fear is never the answer to what we're doing. What the answer is to evaluate the market basis, the footprint, to evaluate the market basis, what's going on, and then make your decision calmly and coolly, and then decide if it's actually time to exit. Whereas the banks don't care for a number of reasons, and one of them being that they just want their money and they don't really give a crap about you. Okay, you're a profit center for them. And what I'm saying to you is make sure that you look at that and make sure that you account for that by hedging that portfolio against the number that the bank's going to make you puke out at, so that you don't have to worry about it. Very important stuff to understand and to learn, because there's ways to beat the system, you know, and beat the way they treat you, but you have to understand what you're trying to do. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every day. We just passed 255,000 downloads a month, and I'm looking to get to 300. I need your help. So go check it out. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. I will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show.
trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd, Bubba Horowitz with you. And man, oh man, did you see gold yesterday? Man, they kicked some butt there, boy. That was that. That's what you call a good old-fashioned whooping. And that's what you call a good old-fashioned beatdown. And that's what you call a good old-fashioned panic. Okay? When you start to see markets react like that, okay, that is not selling other than pure unadulterated panic. So for all those $10,000 gold guys, I'm glad I didn't step in. I actually do like gold. I think it got probably a little bit more room to go on the downside, but it was ugly, okay, as was silver, as was everything else, okay? But at the end of the day, okay, again, you want to market and look for a footprint that says, hey, this is a fairly good opportunity. And for those of you who like to pay those ETFs, Nugget is no longer a nugget. It's now a P. Okay. They really whacked. And they knocked that down like 30% yesterday. Okay. Down $5 on an $18 stock. Think about that. I'd like to be holding that puppy. But, you know, we're seeing these problems and these panics. And what that tells me is there's some underlying problems in the overall market. Okay. I mean, think about it. If things are starting to panic out, okay, doesn't that tell you that there's a problem? You know, we love to say that, you know, there is no problems. You know, of course, we all like to wear those rose-colored glasses, as I call them, okay, and not worry about, you know, say, hey, well, there's no problem. You know, everything's fine. We're in great shape, okay? Nothing to worry about. The high tide of prosperity will carry us through. And you all know that's a bunch of crap, okay? Look, it's simple, okay? Markets go up, markets go down. And understanding the levels of where they go is what you want to be focused on, okay? You can't get involved in trying to chase the momentum and trying to do all those other things. You have to do the work to understand where we might be and what's going to happen next, okay? And, you know, just to talk a little politics, you know, man, I'll tell you, how that Hillary Clinton could be even in the race, let alone leading, but of course, I don't really think she's leading. I think that's, you know, those are polls. You know, people do not want to admit that they're going to vote for Donald Trump. That's my opinion. Okay. But at the end of the day, can you imagine Hillary Clinton as our president? Think about it. Okay. I mean, in all seriousness, she's lying through her teeth. First of all, you know that what she's talking about now is not what she's talking about later. She's going to stick it up everybody's, you know what, because that's what they do. That's the Clinton way. Okay. The Clinton way is to get their way, okay? I mean, think about all the things that have gone on within that family over the years, okay? Going back to 1978 and the cattle trade at the Chicago Board of Trade, or actually at that time it was the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, okay? Think about all that. Think about everything they've gotten away with. And I did not have sex with that woman, and I did not get rid of those emails, and I did not steal from the Board of Trade, and I didn't, you know, well, I don't know. I mean, I was taught, you know, many years ago, deny, deny, deny. But they got her cold. But somehow, I guess they even now destroyed the computers. Okay. And then the conversation, of course, is being put onto Trump and him not paying taxes. Well, I mean, he's entitled. That's the tax code. He didn't make the tax code up. I mean, so if he's entitled to do it, why wouldn't he do it? Why wouldn't you do it? I mean, I'll ask the question. I asked it on my call Monday night. Okay. If you could get away without paying taxes legally with no ramifications, what would you do? Okay. And I don't think anybody would pay if they didn't have to. I mean, you know, listen, it's really money off the bottom line, right? You know, you know, I always, you know, my kids always say, you know, well, it only costs X. It's only this much. It's only that much. I go, yeah, okay. But I said, you have any idea what it costs to live today? Okay. So, you know, if you're somebody who's got, you know, $50,000 a year in expenses, okay, you got to make at least $75,000 or $80,000 a year to cover the 50. Okay. And that means you get nothing for yourself. That means you're just covering the bare nut. Okay. That doesn't account for emergencies. It doesn't account for anything. So are we going to continue to try to live that lie? Okay. You know, and the worst part is that your taxes are only going to get higher unless we get somebody here to take care of the tax plan, because they're going to pass on. Again, we've been passed on. The buck has been passed to the middle class forever. That's what allows banks to make these tragic mistakes as they're taking the money out of your pocket. Okay. And that's what drives the market sometimes. Okay. Is this ridiculous, phony, crooked, you know, I don't know if you want to call it that, whatever. Okay. That continues to cost you. Okay. And that I find to be, you know, more troubling than anything else. Okay. We don't get a fair shake because, well, one of the reasons we don't is because we don't vote enough and we don't take over. I mean, that is an issue, okay, that we need to, you know, you need to address that with yourself, okay? But, you know, you can see by all the violence that we see around that there is trouble brewing. There is trouble underneath the scenes because people are getting upset. Gun sales are at record highs every month. Okay. That is not necessarily a good sign. It's either people are buying that are scared or they're buying it to do some things that aren't good. Okay. But at the end of the day, okay, there's things that are shouting out at you that we have trouble. There's problems. And sure enough, we do have problems. Okay. And again, I'm not saying they can't be fixed. I'm not saying that we're going to collapse and go down forever. I'm not saying the stock market is over. I'm saying that we're in a position that the market has rallied from the bottom 200%. Okay. I'm saying that at some point here, okay, there's going to be some sort of correction. I'm saying that you cannot continue to kick the can down the road and not expect a problem. And the problem is coming. It's only a matter of time. Okay, there's no way that they avoid a problem. Because, again, it's not whether or not they're doing anything there. It's whether or not the market is sustainable enough, which it's not. It never is. Okay, there's too many weak sisters out there that are borrowing too much money, creating what? We talked about this earlier. Too much debt. Debt will cause problems. Okay, so you've got, on the one hand, you've got the farming community that's getting their ass kicked, okay, because they're not getting any money. They're losing money on everything they sell. I guess they're making it up in volume, right? Okay, so, and you've got people that work. Most are not working at good jobs. So between the lousy benefits, the lousy healthcare, and all the other expenses that you have, okay, you know, you end up in trouble because there's not enough money being generated, and that always becomes the next problem. Okay. And that is something that I think you have to take and understand, that until we clean up the mess, okay, and that would be, in my opinion, sweep the Federal Reserve out of existence, Okay. Because certainly they are worthless, in my opinion. Okay. Certainly they have done, they've gone above and beyond the art of the Ponzi scheme. Okay. But for them, it is legal. So again, I don't want to, you know, they're not doing anything illegal. They are doing something that is legal, but it is a Ponzi scheme. And we know what happens to Ponzi schemes. The guys at the end always get killed. And who's the guys at the end of this Ponzi scheme? Well, you and me. Sad, 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 but true. So if you want to continue to let it happen that way, I mean, that's up to you. But if you don't want to let it happen, then you need to step up and be counted. Because the status quo is not good enough. Okay? We are better than this. And we should be better than this. And we need to step up to be better. Okay? And that, I think, my friends, is the troubling thing here, is that we worry about whether or not Donald Trump pays taxes. Well, he didn't have to pay taxes. Okay? That's the bottom line. Okay? We worry about everybody else. Let's worry about taking care of ourselves. And we all take care of ourselves better and say, hey, we need to get out there and take care of business. Okay? Then we have a chance for change. It's going to be tough to make great strides in anybody that comes in because there's obviously so much garbage politics that go on. Okay? There's so much crap in this system. Okay? The way things get done, the way things operate. I mean, it's rather frightening to watch how the system is functioning today. Okay? And it gets worse and worse every day. It's like a nightmare. It gets worse and worse all the time. And if you think Hillary's the answer, well, we've had 8 years of a Hillary type. Okay? And if you think this is the answer, then God bless you. Then that's the way you should vote. Okay? But if you don't believe that's the way it should be, which I don't, I believe we're much better. And I believe we could I believe that if they'd have done things correctly the way I filmed it way back in 2010, I think we'd be out of this recession. I think it would be flourishing right now. Okay? But, of course, unfortunately, I don't go to vote. But, I mean, you know, you want to talk about creating a bad situation, just take a look at Uncle Ben and Aunt Janet. Okay? They did it for you. They took care of you real good. Okay? And you can thank them for your lousy paying job as well. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. LibertyTalk.fm, great station. We had a lot of content there for you. In fact, we wanted to run the WikiLeaks live, but it didn't come out. So we'll see what happens. We'll be ready for that. And also, go check out BubbaTrading.com. We're starting our last hedging course of the year next week. I hope you're part of it because I think you're going to need it. And also our futures guys. Go to BubbaTrading.com and check them out. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Come alive, come alive. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, you know, as we look around and look for something exciting that's going on, it's hard to find it because we've got too many issues. And, you know, our president continues to defy all logic. I don't know why. It's depressing, but now we've broken off talks with Russia, and it's pretty scary out there right now. And I wish, you know, I hope we get somebody in office that has the stones to take care of business. It's really quite amazing when you look at what we've done to ourselves here, and we have nobody to blame but ourselves. But here you are, you've got, you know, major players calling for a collapse, which means it ain't coming so fast, you know, but you do have a lot of things happening in the markets that are indicating that there is danger ahead. In fact, my blog yesterday was Danger, Will Robbins in Danger. If you remember Lost in Space, because personally, I believe that this administration is lost in space. I believe that the Federal Reserve is lost in space. In fact, I believe they've all lost their mind. If they had one to begin with, I think they've lost it. Because there's no reason for us to be in this shape. We're the number one country in the world. Okay? We are the strongest. We are the richest. We've got everything, but yet we can't make the key decision. And we're so afraid that somebody might fail that we keep pushing down the problem. Now, I don't know about you, but that irritates the crap out of me. Okay. Because you know what? In life, people fail. It happens all the time. Okay. That's part of learning how to be successful is by failing to become successful. And in my eyes, we're just creating, you know, a bunch of babies that every time you talk about doing something, they cry. And of course, what do we know? We know that doesn't work. We know it's ridiculous. Okay. I mean, it's a joke, but here we are. Okay. We are a joke, but we're better than that. And I wish that we would allow ourselves to be better than that. I mean, we're already talking now again about the dollar and if it's going to still be the reserve currency. And of course it's going to be, we are by far the biggest nation. I mean, you know, what do you think that just because China got into the world currency situation that they're going to all of a sudden take over? That's ridiculous. That's a joke. That is, in my opinion, laughable. Okay. Nobody's running in to take over for the U.S. First of all, I don't know that anybody wants to be the defender of everybody. Okay. When you got us, why not? Okay. You know, but you've got, you know, Morgan Stanley talking about a big bubble. Okay. An illusion driven by the Fed. Well, of course it's an illusion driven by the Fed. Didn't we know that? Is that something new? But in the meantime, we've been hearing it's an illusion for 8 years. And yet here we are, still near record highs. Okay, because stocks are the only game in town at the moment. Now, I think there's better investments. I think there's better long-term stuff to look at. Okay, but, you know, with our darlings from the Federal Reserve now wanting to actually buy stocks and bonds, I mean, there's another interesting thing, buy ETFs. I don't know. I didn't read that. I scraped through the mandate of the Federal Reserve. I didn't see where they're supposed to be buying stocks and bonds. Okay, you know, so I'm kind of confused about that. Okay. But, you know, negative rates. Okay. And how about the poker game Germany played with the United States justice system? Okay. I mean, they beat him for $9 billion, basically, if the deal goes through. Okay. Because all they did is say, well, we're not going to back up Deutsche Bank. We'll let them go out. Well, that sends chills down the backs of the Fed. Okay, God forbid we should have a bank collapse, especially Deutsche Bank. I don't know what makes them so special, but God forbid the bank should collapse. And of course, the justice system so far is going to lower the fine from $14 billion to $5 billion, which gives them enough dough, okay, so they can stay in business. Now, I don't know. What do you think? Okay. Now, of course, Deutsche Bank over the weekend didn't give out any cash to clients. Okay. They claimed that it was an IT technology problem. I don't know. It's amazing how we have that technology problem now when somebody's trying to take some of their own money out of the bank. Okay. And, you know, we've got the jobs on Friday. And interesting enough, the markets were pretty whippy yesterday. But at the end of the day, they came back and, you know, closed down, you know, whatever, 85, 80, something like that. Okay, and you know, if you look at it from a realistic standpoint, okay, we went nowhere. We're still just stuck in this consolidation pattern. Okay, we're not going anywhere. I mean, we're certainly not going anywhere on economic data. I mean, construction spending dove again, and the last month was revised out lower. So, do we actually think that we're going to go anywhere from here? I would think not. Okay, I would think that you're you know, looking at the same old crapperoo, okay, that does not give you opportunities. And I think this is, again, more of the manipulation game, more of the Ponzi scheme type of game, okay, as we continue to watch, because when's the last time we had really good, strong economic data? Okay, tell me. Okay, now we're all waiting on this jobs number and what the job number is going to be. And I don't know what it's going to be. And quite frankly, I don't care. Okay, because right now, the markets, everybody believes that the Fed will continue to bail them out. Okay. Central banks believe that they're going to be bailed out. So why worry? Where's Alfred E. Newman? Why worry? Nothing's going to go wrong. How is it possible that anything could possibly go wrong? And of course, we all know that that's not the case. Okay. But you have to, again, we should not be really concerned with all the excess news when we're trading. You might be interested in the news, which is fine. Okay. But we shouldn't be so concerned on a day-to-day basis, because at the end of the day, the news just has very little effect in the market. The markets are well ahead of the curve, and they tend to price things in well ahead of the market. You know, I mean, I don't know if you caught the Google had their big product announcement yesterday. Yeah, the stock rallied a little bit, but, you know, again, it was already priced in. There was no surprise. You know, and, you know, when is the last time we had a major surprise? I don't know. I can't remember. Okay. I mean, you know, and then you bring in, of course, OPEC, the thieves from OPEC. Okay. Now, first of all, we don't need OPEC, so who gives a crap? Okay. I mean, you know, our oil price is manipulated by the suppliers, and all they're doing, and rightfully so, this I'm not upset about. I mean, when there's not enough demand and too much supply, they're going to cut off the supply to create the demand. I mean, it makes sense. We would all do the same thing. I mean, that's how you make the market work. Okay. You create it so that you have it, so that you can be profitable. I have no problem with anybody making a profit. I have no problem with any of the stuff that goes on, except when you try to manipulate things and you try to financially engineer things. I mean, the dollar is starting to take off, and the dollar yesterday broke out. Now we'll see, you know, where it goes from here, but it broke right to the top of the range, sold off late in the day, right at resistance. But in the meantime, it looks like it wants to go higher. So, you know, does it go higher? I don't have the answer. I think it does. I think it's going back to the buck. That's my call. That's my opinion. Okay. And then I think it might sell off. But in the meantime, with all the weakness around the globe, it's hard for the dollar not to be as strong as, because remember this, when there's panic, when there's fear, when there's trouble, they go to the U.S. dollar, the U.S. bonds, and the U.S. armed forces, because those are the only things that can defend you with 100% certainty and take care of you. That's what you got to always remember. Okay. And hey, that's the way it goes. This is the Bubba Show. And of course, I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every single day, and the Sporting Edge on the weekends. We love having you here, and we love growing the station, and we love growing the show. And we're looking to do some more. So go take care of it. Help me out and check out BubbaTrading.com as well. That'll do it for today. Wednesday, November the 5th. We'll see you back here tomorrow. This is Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks so much. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.